We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Let's get into it. Joe's need to know news. Ford is cutting 7,000 jobs by the end of summer. That cut includes 500 salaried workers in the U.S. who are going to leave involuntarily this week. And another 800 salaried workers will be let go by August. The reason why, they say, is that they're under pressure from investors to reduce costs. Eight male students. What the hell is going on with kids? Eight male students at a middle school in Ohio could face charges for putting bodily fluids in crepes. Aren't those like little pancakes, kind of?
That's sick.
Yeah, they're like very thin pancakes. They're French.
Okay. Well, it involves some wee-wee. The students who made the crepes were competing in a school cooking competition that was being judged by the teachers. While prepping the food, the students went to the bathroom in them and put some guy goop in it into the crepes, which were then eaten by several teachers. After the competition was over, a video of the students tarnishing the crepes began to circulate. The students have not been arrested at this time, but could be facing assault charges.
Oh my gosh.
Lock their butt up.
I'm going to throw up. There's
I
so
can't
many
imagine.
Questions.
I don't think I would have to almost change my entire career if I was one of those teachers that ate that. I think I would have to quit even teaching. I would like to hear from teachers, if this did happen to you, could you actually continue teaching? Because I just couldn't do it.
I would assault a student if I was a teacher. They'd kick me out and I'd go to jail.
That's so gross. And also, how do you do that with like your two best friends in the stalls next to you under time pressure?
Sick.
Like, there's just so many questions to this.
And I like to think that like parents raise kids, but I think like, for example, I never did anything real bad because I was afraid of my mom beating my ass, but also I respected my mom. I was raised by my mom. But it's like, what's wrong with a kid to think I'm going to, you know, do these two things to it?
Well,
like, I'm
going
to put my bodily fluids on that.
I'd be telling the cops to arrest my child.
Oh,
I would tell them to.
All right. I feel bad for people. Have you ever been to the Eiffel Tower? I never have, but I'd like to visit one day.
I have.
How was it? Was it pretty cool? It was a lot of hype.
It was amazing.
All right, pork chop. Well, how would you feel about this? You're going to see the Eiffel Tower, and it gets closed because some dummy tries to scale it. This happened yesterday. Yeah. A man tried to climb it. He made it past security and climbed to the right below the third and highest level of the tower before firefighters and climbing specialists arrive on the scene to get him down.
Oh, my gosh.
Authorities are unsure of the man's motives behind the climb. The tower is going to open today. But imagine you're in Paris for one day, and some idiot shuts it down because he climbs up it.
You know, he didn't have to do that. There's an elevator that takes you to the top.
He was trying to go viral.
Yeah, have you seen those lines, though? Come on. Okay, can we talk about food? Of course we can. It's Joe's Need to Know News. It's pretty much an excuse to talk about food. Little Caesars, where I've been afraid to eat it for a while, because did you know this pork chop? Before you, I like Little Caesars pizza. I'm a Michigan guy.
Too.
Pizza. But the pizza, Little Caesars right down the road from the radio station,
made the
news because they actually found rat droppings cooked into the crust. A family did.
They had to shut it down. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
But I think it's better now. My point is, I'm a little hesitant because they're going to become the first national pizza chain to feature a plant-based meat topping. Listen to this, Impossible Sausage. The pizza will be available on the $12 Impossible Supreme Pizza in select locations for a trial run. Right now, it's Fort Myers, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Washington. They're going to carry that for the month as a test. So if it goes well, it could be coming to Indy or Houston.
Rat sausage.
Ew, gosh, stop.
Rat sausage is really good flavor.
Burger King got the Impossible Burger, and now Little Caesars is doing the Impossible Sausage. I'm telling you, this Impossible Meat, it's going
to
be everywhere. I'm hyped.
Mystery meat.
I'm going to call my junk the Impossible Meat, see what happens with that. And Chick-fil-A, one of my favorite places, they're bringing back summer favorite, the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich, specially seasoned grilled chicken breast served on a toasted sweet yeast bun, topped with Kobe Jack cheese, and some of that barbecue sauce just bam, right in the mouth. And also, strawberry passion tea. Have you guys had that?
I am not a tea person unless it's hot.
Ooh, you don't like the cold stuff?
Nope.
Oh, the cold stuff is really, really, really good. I absolutely love that.
I like cold tea. I like all tea.
And, we got Lenny there. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1. By the way, this is what I'm jealous of. We're in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're in Houston, Texas. Lenny, who runs things for us in Houston, Texas, has a Chick-fil-A card, which I don't know if he extorted somebody or what, but this guy gets to actually eat Chick-fil-A for free.
Oh yeah, I got the Chick-fil-A black card, baby, and I tried the Smokehouse Burger and the passion tea yesterday, and
pretty good stuff.
The smoke
is it passion
and the tea
is it passion tea sweet
Yes, it's really sweet. Mm-hmm. And at the end, the only thing I didn't like there was like these little passion tea chunks in the bottom, and they got all stuck in my throat.
Dude, people love putting like pieces of flowers in teas, and then it's like when you get to the bottom, you don't know what to
gross.
Do with them.
Wait, okay, I didn't know about that. I don't want that kind of tea. I don't need that foo-foo tea. And finally, let's talk some sports here. Two-time Indy 500 winner Al Unser Jr. was arrested on OWI charges, so I wonder if like... They said he was swerving in and out of the lane, but I feel like if you're that good of a driver, you stay in the lane, but that's just me. Warriors beat the Blazers 119-117 in OT to reach the fifth straight NBA Finals. Liv the Web Girl, how you feeling about that?
I'm not feeling great, but everyone knew this was going to happen. That's like what's sad. The only team I think that was going to be able to have a chance of beating them was the Rockets. So I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed. But, I mean, we'll just watch Steph Curry and... You know, Klay Thompson just go off in the finals, I guess.
You know, I guess maybe it's a good thing that the Rockets didn't make it to the finals because we wouldn't know about it on Twitter. Did you see this? The
no.
Houston Rockets Twitter account was suspended yesterday.
Why?
No way.
Several other teams like in sports were because kind of the same thing. They released a statement saying, quote, our Twitter account has been temporarily suspended due to a few prior social media posts with copyrighted music. We have that a lot at our station here, Radio Now, because we used to have like a lot of concert footage. And your girl, Taylor Swift, will shut it down.
That's right.
She's like, I'm going to shut down your radio station because you have video of me performing. God forbid people see it. Well, that's just legal rights stuff. So same thing with the Rockets. They had some music on there. And yeah, they were told to take it down. It's all old posts. But either way, as of now, I've not checked. Can you check real quick for me the Houston Rockets Twitter to see if it's back up? But as of earlier when I checked it, it was still down. But they said they're working on it to correct the issue immediately.
Twitter is so serious about their bans and their suspensions. Like, you can easily get suspended for like a week.
I don't want to get suspended.
So I'm thinking that they're probably still.
Alex, have you been suspended?
Yeah. No.
Okay, just
how do we get to play their music on the radio, but we can't play it on our social media?
We pay a lot of licensing fees.
Well, good, then we should be able to play it on social media, too.
Okay, well, you tell it to the artists that are working their butt off for you, Porkchop. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see it all at joeandalexshow.com.